time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and we get to visit this week with Steve Yale. He's the director of the National Wheat Yield Contest with the National Wheat Foundation, and we're going to talk about this upcoming year. Steve, let's start off, though, by getting a little bit of background to the Wheat Yield Contest.
Great. Well, good morning. I do direct the contest. The contest was established in 2016 by the National Association of Wheat Growers. They decided they needed something to help drive growers' productivity of wheat. Yield contests have been proven to do that. It gets farmers to think a little bit more creatively and think differently about how they produce wheat. So it started in 2016. That means we're in our fifth year for 2020 of having the contest. And it's all web-based. It's farmers go online, they register an account, register an entry for the contest if they want. It's all done at their leisure, whenever they want to do it. All the harvest information then later on is done the same way. So everything is web-based. Everything is easy for the farmer to administer or get into the contest. One of the things we decided to do early on was, upon registration, we don't ask many questions. We ask about 14 questions. Those questions to register are pretty easy. The farmer would know off the top of his head. The hardest one is, when did he plant it? So with that, I'll stop there, and you can probably get more specific questions, Shaylee, but yeah, it's all web-based, and it seems to be received very well by all the growers.
Now, you did mention that when you started this contest, you really wanted to kind of spur innovation and ideas among wheat growers. What are some of those that you've seen come forward maybe as a result of the Wheat Yield Contest and some of what you're hoping to carry into this year?
A lot. You know, there is a percent of the growers out there that have figured out how to produce wheat. Wheat is a crop that responds well to management, particularly just-in-time inputs, unlike some of the other commodities. Wheat, you can see how the wheat's developing. You can apply your nutrients or your chemistry to solve an issue that's going on, whether it be a bug or a disease. And wheat responds well to that. You'll see an increase. So what we found initially is that there's a small percentage of growers that pay attention to it. They scout it. They know, they figure out what they need to plant, what rate they're planting, how many seeds they're dropping. And then later on, they're going to go out and count how many tillers they got or how many potential heads they're going to have at harvest. And they try to figure out what kind of yield goal they have. And then they determine from that how much more inputs they're going to put into wheat to get some kind of yield response and establish a yield goal when they know that kind of information. So not a lot of farmers do it that way. And this yield contest is showing farmers that, you know, if I pay attention to wheat, if I really get out and look at it, this thing could be profitable to me. So I think that's in general what the yield contest has spurred. It's spurred farmers to look a little closer at what they're doing in producing wheat.
All right, let's talk now about the details of this year's contest. You mentioned it's all online, which especially right now is great for our growers, but are there deadlines that they're coming up against? And if they are interested in participating this year, how do they get involved with that? Go ahead and give us some of those details.
The contest website is yieldcontest.wheatfoundation.org. So yieldcontest.wheatfoundation.org. That's where you can find it. And that'll take you to the login page or a page where you can set up yourself as a new account. On that page, though, before you get into it, it does go into what the deadlines are, what the national winner categories are, and also has a few buttons you can push to understand what the rules are and what kind of harvest information we're going to ask for. So before you even set up an account, you can just go right to the login page and get a lot of information. It also has some of the past winners for 2019 that people can go look at, that can click on and and figure out what, who were the winners. And there were some winners last year in Nebraska. And the previous year, 2018 and 19, we had national winners from the state of Nebraska. Nebraska has done a nice job of supporting this contest since its inception in 2016. So we do their list contest winners, you know, winter wheat and spring wheat. The categories are winter wheat dryland, winter wheat irrigated, spring wheat dryland, and spring wheat irrigated. And all of those categories are produced in Nebraska. The deadline for entering a winter wheat line is May 15. So that was last Friday. So the winter wheat registration period has expired, and we've got a really good, nice response from the state of Nebraska for winter wheat entries. As it pertains to spring wheat, that goes until August 1. So if a grower in Nebraska has planted some spring wheat, he has time to look at his crop, look at the prospects, figure out what he wants to do, and he can still register. He has plenty of time to August 1 to register the account or register that entry for spring wheat. So, there's quite a bit of information on the login page. And if a grower really has to think about what his wheat looks like and what he's going to do to it if he really wants to try to enter it into the contest.
All right. Thanks so much, Steve Yale. He is the director of the National Wheat Yield Contest with the National Wheat Foundation. For this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board, I'm Shaylee Peters.